You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here from Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago. Thanks, Mark, for being with us. Let's start, Mark, with this big storm that's coming out of the Rockies and making its way across the Plain States and bullseyes, I guess, is on parts of Missouri and Iowa and into Minnesota, Wisconsin. How much snowfall can we expect for them?
Well, it looks like the main swath with our upcoming Plains and Northwest Midwest blizzard, the main swath of snow will extend from eastern Colorado towards the northeast, including northwestern Kansas, much of southern Nebraska, into Iowa, Minnesota, and much of central and northern Wisconsin. Within that core, it looks like the highest snow totals will be 8 to 14 inches, with even some isolated heavier amounts, with really the northern Kansas, southern Nebraska border really being the epicenter here. So thinking like cities like Grand Island, Omaha, Kearney, Nebraska, they look to be right in the middle of it. And with the strong winds expected here, 35 to 45 mile per hour, gusts over 50, it's going to create blizzard conditions here for about a 24 to 36 hour period.
Starting now or sometime later?
No, the snow is starting to break out right now across that region. It's going to pick up even more intensity here during the overnight hours, and tomorrow is the main day across the central plains, and then that works its way into Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin as we go into tomorrow night into Wednesday morning.
And oftentimes these strong storms have a whole bunch of other things that happen with them depending on how warm or cold it is. So there, it appears it'll be warmer here and to the south. What kind of conditions will prevail in those areas?
Yeah, well, here across Illinois, we're going to see basically rain with this system. I guess at the end, on the kind of the backlash of the system, there might be a few flakes of snow across northern Illinois, but for all practical purposes, this is rain for the state. And yeah, we still have milder temperatures here the next couple of days before that front works its way through. But you could even see some severe weather development across areas of southern Illinois, southern Indiana, coming up into later on tomorrow night and early Wednesday as a cold front approaches.
And just a minute left, take me to the southern hemisphere and give me crop conditions there.
Sure. Well, down across South America, overall, we continue to be in pretty good shape with no major weather issues evolving. Over the past few weeks, we've developed this dry pocket in areas of Argentina, eastern Argentina and Uruguay, southern Brazil. Rio Grande do Sul has been involved with that as well. That's in the process of changing right now and improving as we're seeing a much more active pattern develop across Argentina and southern Brazil. The most active conditions and above normal rainfall will be across southern Brazil into Paraguay, but Argentina and Uruguay will see generally near normal totals and thus good opportunities for rain over the next couple of weeks. So some of the dryness concerns that have crept up recently because of that dry pocket, those should be subsiding as a result of these upcoming rains.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
And that, of course, Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report.